Baseball in October. The season is now down to four teams, with the first round of the playoffs out of the way. The Atlanta Braves will play a best-of-seven series against the St. Louis Cardinals. That starts Wednesday in Atlanta. And the Baltimore Orioles will be at Yankee Stadium tomorrow night to open their series against New York. Big League Baseball has been having its troubles over the past few years, and the owners and players should perhaps thank the kids. The youngsters still believe. They listen on the radio and read the box scores and dream about seeing a game in person. We called four young experts, all in the sixth grade, to ask why they think their home team is the best. Patrick Leinauer lives in Brentwood, Missouri, just outside St. Louis. He's rooting for the Cardinals.
I like the strong outfield and the defense. And then I like their strong hitters, Jordan, Gant, and Langford, which are all the outfielders.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite player would have to be Willie McGee.
Willie McGee plays what?
He plays center field. He's one of the best.
And what is your feeling about how this series is going to go, starting there at Atlanta?
If they win all their home games, I think they can win the series. And I think if we have good pitching and good defense from the Cardinals, we can win the series.
Do you get really nervous when you watch the Cardinals play in a playoff situation?
Only when they're losing. But when they're winning, I'm sure they'll probably keep the lead.
Yeah. Do you do anything special to keep them from losing when you're watching the game or listening to a game?
If I sit down in a spot and they're doing really good and I get out of it, I have to sit down in that spot, then get up and then get back in it. Because I feel if I get up and then get back in it, that's a bad luck.
Patrick Leinauer in Brentwood, Missouri. Dominic Doherty says we'll be the Atlanta Braves all the way, and the numbers are the reason why.
A few games before the postseason, I've been really concentrating. Also, I've been checking the papers. They've been ahead of everyone by at least five games or four. So, you know, I just think they're going to win it this year because, you know, the record.
Yeah, what do you like about this team?
Well, they have really good power hitters, like Klusko and Pendleton, now that he's been traded back to us. Our pitchers are really good, like Maddox and now Smoltz. They're both on our team.
And St. Louis, do you know much about St. Louis?
Well, I have a lot of friends that think they're going to win it, and I saw their game, and they look really good. But I think we can beat them.
Do you think you have a chance of getting in to see a game?
My dad said they're all sold out, but we might be able to if my dad's really up to it.
Yeah.
I mean, of course he wants to go to the game, but he really doesn't think there's any more to buy.
What's the best food at that stadium?
Oh, America's favorite, the hot dogs.
Dominic Doherty in Atlanta. Jeremy Davis credits the Baltimore Orioles' strong season so far to manager Davey Johnson.
I think that he's done a really good job after coming up from the National League to the American League, and has helped the Orioles, like, in bad situations to get them out of a tough inning or something.
Yeah. Davey Johnson seems a bit confident. Seems like he's just a bit cocky.
I think that's what a manager needs to be, not get down on his players or anything or say, oh, no, we're going to lose. Just keep saying that you're going to win.
Who's your favorite Oriole?
I like Brady Anderson, and I like Roberto Alomar a lot.
Were you disappointed with Mr. Alomar with this recent incident and the trouble with the umpire?
I think Alomar should have kept his temper, but I don't think that the umpire should have done what he did and called him that name and thrown him out of the game when he walked back to the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
No one should be the main bad guy in the thing.
Jeremy, when you go to a game there, do you ever picture yourself out there?
Sometimes.
Which position?
Shortstop.
Cal Ripken's position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he's going to need somebody to replace him in about 10 years, don't you think?
Hopefully not Manny Alexander.
Okay. You don't want to see Manny Alexander playing there?
No.
Jeremy Davis in Baltimore. Roberto Soto Carrion lives in the Bronx, and he is sure the New York Yankees will win the pennant.
First of all, they have some, like, great relief pitchers. Like, they have Rivera and Wetland.
Right.
David Cohen, I think he's going to come through. Because it's like now he has to wake up. It's the playoffs now. everything is like on the line. So now I think he's going to wake up and start pitching better now.
Yeah. Who do you fear in that Baltimore Orioles lineup?
Probably Bobby Bonilla or Cal Ripken. A lot of them, they have some good hitters. And so the Yankees are going to have to start fielding better and not have a lot of little mistakes that they have. And they're going to have to start, the pitching is really going to have to come through for them.
Yeah. Could you be a fan of any other team besides the Yankees?
Not really.
Why?
Because, I mean, like, it's Yankees, New York. I live in the Bronx. Like, the Yankees is the Bronx Bombers, you know. It's like, you just have to be with them. I mean, I like players, certain players, but I mean, like, no other team. It's just Yankees all the way.
Roberto Soto-Carrion of the Bronx. Jeremy Davis lives in Baltimore. Dominic Doherty lives in Atlanta. Patrick Linehour lives in Brentwood, Missouri.